Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because you have no access to cash. None. It's over. So before I get into it, please like the video. Please subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor. We'll talk about them a little later. But let's get right into it. Banking keeps getting more precarious. By the month, there's big changes that keep happening. I want to give you guys an idea of Australia. There is a town, Kununurra, okay, which is a western town in Australia. And they had three bank branches there, Westpac, Commonwealth, and NEB. Huh? Not a real big town, but they had three different bank branches, and slowly they started to leave. So eventually, they had no bank branches. And this is recent, okay? So what they found as a solution to this was that people could go to Kohl's stores, which is like a department store, and they were allowed to cash checks and get access to cash at these Kohl's, okay? 400 bucks at a time. It was great. So basically, you know, 400 here, 400 there, and you're fine. You've got cash. Well, Kohl's just announced on the 18th of April, no more. We're done. Where is the nearest bank branch to Kununurra? 500 miles away. Okay? Hello. It's crazy, guys. So what's happening is that people don't realize the cash problem until you have no cash. So in Australia, over the course of between June 2022 and, you know, a year ago, June 2023, what they did was they lost almost 500 bank branches. You know, during that time, they lost almost 1,000 ATMs during that time that were not associated with individual banks, just separate ATMs where people could get cash. Not anymore. So I'm telling you guys, make sure you have access to cash. Okay? Make sure you have access to cash. And, you know, there were things that you could do to go out and cash checks at post office and places like that. Not anymore. No. Want to have a cashless society, and that's the way it's going to be. Now, have cash on hand, guys. That's the warning. Give you an idea. My daughter and I, over the weekend, wanted to go to the Japan Fair in Orange County, California. Okay, let's try something different. Let's go check it out. Check out the food, desserts, the sushi, all that stuff. You know, yakitori, everything. Okay, we go up there, and there is a line of people to get in this place. And I'm like, wow, this is packed. So we didn't buy tickets in advance. We get there, and they said there's like a ticket window, and it says cash only. And nobody had any cash. So it was $10 to walk in. There were thousands of people there. This thing made money hand over fist. But because I had cash on me, we got to walk right in and skirt this line of people trying to use the ATM and trying to take cash out of an ATM to pay cash. So absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. That's where the world is going right now, guys. They don't want us to have cash, but you got to have cash. So make up your mind. So the event, once you got inside the event, you could use your credit card and things like that. But we are seeing so many problems with banks right now where this is happening more and more and more right now. Okay. I was in a Bank of America today talking to one of the loan officers about real estate and what's going on with property. And Dan, all we're doing is lines of credit and HELOC loans. We have a special right now that ends at the end of the month, end of April, that makes it so that you can sign up at a reduced rate of 6.99%. And, you know, all you do is you sign up for it. There's no fees. There's nothing involved with it until you use the money. And then you get a set period of time to use the money. Okay. Which is great. So no one is refinanced. When was the last time you had to refinance? 6 months ago, and they had to refinance because of financial situations, which was obviously a disaster they had to get themselves out of because they were going to a higher interest rate to pull cash out for some type of problem, which we didn't get specific on. Now, the other thing was while I was waiting for this guy, a man walks in and was on his cell phone, had his earbuds in and was talking rather loudly, and Clearly, he was talking to somebody at his work and says, the birds, isn't that beautiful? And says, I don't think I have to do this. It doesn't make sense. And they want me to define what my position is and put it in writing for me to justify this. So I have to explain what my job position is in the company, and I have to do this. It's an assignment that's due by the end of the week. So he's talking to his supervisor. Supervisor says, oh, I haven't heard about this. Hang on a second. She calls him back literally in 3 minutes and said, three people were asked to do this, you and two others. There's eight people in the team, and three of the eight were asked to do this. Think of it as a compliment, is what this woman tells him. And they want you to justify what the job position is. So this guy hangs up the phone, and I said, I'm sorry, I have to, you know, to be nosy and to interrupt you, but I want to tell you what's going on with the company you work for. And he goes, what's that? I said, they're getting rid of you. You're done. Your days are numbered. Okay? They want you to justify your position so they can fire you. He said, one of three things. They're going to micromanage you at this point. They're going to put you on a PIP program, performance improvement program, or they're going to just force you to get out. But that's what this is. This is the beginning of the end. Because that's exactly what I thought. And I said, now, please understand this. If you do this assignment and don't do it properly, that's grounds for termination right there. They're going to use this description that you're providing them as a way of getting new people. So you're basically hiring the next person to replace you. Understand that. Wow, that's how I feel. So he sits down, doesn't even deal with this banking transaction, whatever he was in there for. As I was talking to the loan officer, he's feverishly calling people. And as I was leaving, he comes up to me, goes, yeah, you know what? You're right. The three of us are convinced that we're gone and that they want us. You know, we're the highest paid, blah, blah, blahs at the company. And this is the perfect reason to get rid of us right now. So, guys, this is the future. One of the last videos I did about the silent depression that we're in right now, that's what this is right now, guys. They, you know, during COVID, they got rid of the expensive people. They got rid of the higher priced talent to bring in children, okay, to replace you. And this one guy says, listen, my job description, you know, was based on me working remotely. Not anymore. Plus, I had somebody write me today about this. Damn, what do? Because they want me to start coming in the office now. And I was hired as a remote position. No, they're getting rid of you. So this video, the last one, spurred all this conversation. So guy was in medical sales, which I'm super familiar with. And he was hired as a remote agent. No. We need you to be hybrid. We need you to come in the office 3 days a week. Okay. Well, that's not what you hired me for. So again, they're doing this as a way to get rid of the higher priced people. Now, this guy says, Dan, I'm in the range of a $150,000 to $175,000 guy plus incentives. This guy probably makes $225,000, $250,000 a year on a good year. Okay. The last thing you want to see is that cat in the office ever. Okay. You want to see that guy out playing golf, selling stuff, and having lunch out in the field. That's what you want. You don't want this guy out dealing with anybody inside of an office. Okay. Well, it'll be more productive to see Terry, we'll just call him that, in the office. Okay. I am telling you this right now, guys. If you think they're playing games with you, they are. And if you think that, they're just trying to get a better team feel, sure they are. You're writing the help wanted ad for the next person. Okay. Think about that. And the one guy at the bank, it's like, I really want to thank you for, you know, stepping up and saying something, because I don't think I would have said anything if I heard some guy talking like that. Again, I'm nosy Dan. You know what I mean? I talk to everybody. The point is that if you get that feeling, guys, it's done. Your bank right now wants to close. It's closing. As I was talking to people at Bank of America about this today and said, hey, you know, don't you think that people should come in the bank and talk and have a relationship with you guys? Absolutely. Nobody does it. I saw that in one of your videos where you do that, you know. You have to do this more often, guys. Okay? So let me know what you think about this. Beautiful morning out here. It's gonna rain. It's not gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Okay? Just nice. Okay? Let me know. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is a legendary actor, filmmaker, TV personality that's been in entertainment for decades. One thing that he has been known for is keeping his great physique and keeping himself in shape. And one thing that he came up with was three things he changed in his diet and his exercise program that made it so that he can work out longer, have more stamina, lose the belly fat, and maintain his great physique. If you go to chuckdefense.com/Dan, the best place to do this is use the link below. Use the link below and check out his video today, and you can see the three differences that he made in his life that we can all do. Chuck's wife tried it, and she said it makes her feel 10 years younger. Check it out today. Go to chuckdefense.com/Dan, and again, use the link below to check out the video. But there's three things that he did that made a huge difference in his life. Check it out today and see if it'll make a difference for you. Amanda and two of her friends. A couple auto dealers were on the news talking about EV cars and how, you know, they sell a lot of cars out of the Jersey area. Abdul Cummings from Autoland and Amir Youssef from Champion Auto Sales were talking about EV cars and how they just don't feel safe with EV cars. They don't think that the clients feel safe yet. The repairs are too expensive. They don't feel safe for being stranded. They don't think that the technology is there enough, and they don't recommend that people buy EV cars. And they have used EV cars in their lives. But if you want reliability and safety, you've got to stay away from an EV car right now. Wow. Okay? I was like blown away that they were not just, hey, we're here for the profits and this is what we want. No, not even close. Now, the other thing is Goldman Sachs steps forward, and every single investment bank has different people in different categories, whether it be oil, whether it be auto, whether it be finance, banking, interest rates, everything. They cover everything from construction all the way down. Well, their green technology section, they're saying, wait a second, this is not so fast. Don't think that we can just roll this out at this pace right now, because it's going way too fast and we're not ready for this yet. So Goldman Sachs is telling people it's going to take much longer than people thought to roll this out. But you should go out and buy an EV car. You should go out and have the technology, you know, in your own home. It's crazy. So read those two articles below, because they're both great. But a lot of people don't feel ready for this. Now, living here in Southern California, as a man in his late 50s, one thing that we've been dangled in front of us forever is a high-speed train from Southern California to Las Vegas. It's going to take you an hour. You're just going to hop on the train, have a drink. Before you know it, you'll be hanging out at the casinos, and it'll be lightning fast. Now, the only problem with this is that they just broke ground on this yesterday, okay? Finally, it's going to be great. This thing will be an absolute fortune. I want you to understand that if you drive without traffic, it's about 3.5 hours to get to Vegas from where we're at right now. Okay? Do you really need a bullet train to do that? Who needs that? So the idea with this is it's going to get you there faster than ever. But will it? You're going to have to go through security. You're going to have to load up, wait, do everything you have to do right now. I don't think this is going to be the time saver and money saver. And by the way, 2029 is just around the corner. 2029, think of the technology. Be able to vaporize you Star Trek style and, you know, bring you back together between now and 2029. So going to be interesting to see what happens with this. But you know, let me know what you think about this. Do you think that there's a need for this? Remember, we're going to have a bullet train that's going to take you from Southern California to Sacramento, and that still is so overrun with costs, it's an absolute disaster. So let me know what you guys think about all this as I trip and fall. USAA, the insurance company, had its first loss ever last year. Laid off 1,000 people. Right now, they just announced that they're going to lay off 220 more people right now. Okay? Again, restructuring to firm up the company. Okay? Call it whatever you want. Express is a clothing store that you've seen in every single mall you've ever walked into. They just announced that they're filing bankruptcy right now, and you're going to see more of this to come, okay? You know, Sam Bankman-Fried, I love this one. He is the founder of FTX that just was sentenced. He wants to offer the Fed some help, and he wants to offer help in suing Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Larry David, and the other celebrities that spoke out, you know, in favor of FTX. He wants to talk about, you know, what he offered them, what they had to say, their deals, everything. Okay, so he wants to rat on these people and do that. Man, oh man, that's terrible. Okay, myself, I think that's ridiculous, because the spokespeople don't sell, you know, they sold for the company. Okay, most of them, here's the best part about this. Most of these people that worked for FTX never got paid, okay? So they're still getting sued. They still have massive losses and never cashed a paycheck. Like Kevin O'Leary, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, but Mr. O'Leary got 15 million buckaroos and he took it all in FTX coins and shenanigans. It might as well have been space money, okay? But he took $15 million of that, and guess who held that money? FTX. So FTX is holding your fake money, and now he's getting sued for that. So now Sam Bankman-Fried is going to step forward and say, let me show you how we can hurt these guys and testify against these guys. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make it up. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. This first story, I'm going to expand on a little later for another video. But homeowner associations are running amok lately. And one thing that you have with homeowner associations is you have people that fill themselves with power. And they think that they can control the neighborhood and control you. And if they don't like you, they're going to teach you a lesson. A couple of good examples is people that wanted to put solar on their home and made it so difficult for them to put solar on their home that they were like, you should just move because we just don't want to approve this. There's that. The other one was somebody wanted to install an electric vehicle charging port in their house. And because when the garage door was open, it would be visible, they had to get it approved through the association. Yes. Well, the association said, we'll let you do it if you put an additional $1 million umbrella policy on for the association in case you burn the house down. Okay? That type of stuff. That's the control issue that these psychos do. Okay? Next thing is you've got a Home Depot in New York City that has hired armed guards for Home Depot. That's when I think of power tools, I think of needing armed guards. How about canine dogs? Armed dogs that are, you know, canine security dogs that will take somebody out if they steal or if they threaten anybody. They can loosen the dogs, you know, and let them go. I mean, I'm not laughing at that, but I'm laughing because this is what the world has come to, okay? So, and then, final story. I went to the movies over the weekend, and I had a good time. It's fun, okay? But there's a man, and I got to get his name right, okay? Shane Waldrop. Shane Waldrop is suing Cinemark right now because he realized when he bought his 24-ounce soda that it's a cup that only says 22 ounces. So he wants to have a class action lawsuit against Cinemark. Again, get a life, guy. 2 ounces, it's off. And this is just how they scam people. He has a lawyer. They filed a lawsuit over that. Now, again, how about a refund? How about some free movie passes? No, let's sue Cinemark and have the lawyer make hundreds of thousands of dollars. This reminds me of a guy, don't know him, you know, but basically a 40-year-old guy, you know, that goes to the movies and says, you know, one ticket to Star Wars. You know what I mean? Come on. Get a life, guy, okay? So, anyways, the version of that joke is much funnier and dirtier, too. But needless to say, this is what you need to do, is sue over the size of a soda right now. Let's join him in his crusade to fix this. Please do not forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. You want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you real soon. Don't get shorted on those sodas, guys. And, okay? See you soon.